Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. However, this growth and upbringing has a major play by parents. And in this program, we try to guide the parents how to take the proper steps to upbring their children in, under the umbrella of Islam. And the answers to your questions, issues are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Nakavi is a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom and also a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. So, Professor Nakavi, a very warm welcome again.
Thank you very much.
Professor Nakavi, we have been talking about one of the major relationships a teenager needs to have with his environment. And you said that environment is not just the real natural environment that exists around us, like the water bodies, the earth, the mountains, the plants, the animals. It's much beyond that. It also connects the spiritual environment, like the existence of angels and other forms of existence, and also the virtual world, the world of social media or internet. Well, we have been talking about the world wave that is in relation with this relationship with environment.
Yes, we were talking about basically when we talk about the natural environment which we're living today, we have this new phenomenon of the virtual world, but that is also part of the physical world. That is, we should remember that. Though it is becoming a sort of an extended reality to our natural, the world which we're living, but it's becoming a part of our lives. And tomorrow when the technology advances, it is becoming going to cover most of the whole natural world will become unified with the virtual world.
Yeah.
And that is a problem, that is a challenge which we are facing, humanity is facing as a whole. And the problem has been between religion and science and technology on the other on one hand, and religion on the other hand, or not even a religion, ideology and worldview as a whole, human values as a whole. Science and technology is surpassing, is going so fast, at a very fast pace,
yeah,
that it is outpacing the development of the human ethical and moral living, which should be there as a way of life based on our worldview and upon Islam. So this is a challenge for the parents of our society today.
All right.
And how do we face that challenge? That is very important.
Exactly. So the technology in itself is not a problem. What is problem is that who is behind the back of this tech, who are actually controlling the tech, because as they are controlling, they're putting on their own worldview and own ideology into the tech world, and that worldview is actually manifesting and changing and actually manipulating our own worldview.
So we need to make our children realize that the advancement of science and technology is not something bad, as you said, even as I've tried to impress and emphasize. The Quran is talking about science and technology when it talks about the heavenly science, of Allah Almighty, the galaxies, the stars, the sun, the moon, the planets.
Or just to ponder, just to think, أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
He's talking about أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ, أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. He's challenging us. He's talking, he's calling us towards trying to...
Towards research.
Towards investigation and research into these celestial bodies, into the heavens, the sky, and in everything which is, even within us, the human body, as I mentioned on the other day, that it's a universe within us. So Islam, the Quran, is continuously, consistently calling us and asking us to
go for research,
ponder about it. But the result should be that we, at the end of the day...
It should create proximity.
لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. You should know that Allah has the power of everything.
Yes, we'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakapi. And we're saying that technology in itself is not a bad thing. It's a really good thing. And even Quran invites us to research, to ponder, to think, to contemplate. It says why, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks questions. Why?
أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ.
Yes.
Look at the camel, how it has been created. So continuously, Allah Almighty is inviting us to think and ponder.
Research.
So if science is developing today, if science is expanding today, is progressing today, whether in the pure sense or in the applied sense, theoretical or practical, both, it is because of God's creations and because of the faculty of the intellect that Allah Almighty has given us.
Yes.
And the five senses that Allah Almighty has given us, the intuition which He has given us, it is because of Him. And then it's not just science, it's technology. Islam, the Quran is also talking about technology.
Okay.
When it talks about tasheer, when it talks about sakharakum fi sama, when Allah Almighty has harnessed everything for you, how has it? He talks about the ships in the oceans. He talks about the various things that has been created for mankind, by mankind. But when he says that, look at the ships that they are sailing on the oceans. Who is guiding them? How are they moving? وَاللَّهُ الْجَوَارُ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ. Where does it come from? So everything has to be related to God Almighty, is related to God. And Allah is saying that I have created all of this for you. So develop science, develop technology, harness the bounties.
So that all this takes you back to me. All this takes you back to me.
Exactly. So science and technology, if they progress, but they start outpacing the progress of human development in the ideological and in the moral sense, that is the problem. And that is what we're facing today. Our youth, our
teenagers.
The problem
are the controlling hands as of now.
This is how what we are faced with. Science and technology is going bounds and leaps ahead, but human development in the spiritual sense, in the ethical and moral sense, is remaining behind. And therefore, we forget that all of this has been given to us by Allah Almighty, but for a purpose. It's not to become, it's not to carry out being ungrateful to Allah Almighty, rejecting Allah Almighty, rebelling against Allah Almighty. This rebellion against Allah and His rules and His laws should not be the result of science and technology. The result of science and technology should be that we should become more faithful servants of Allah Almighty.
Yes.
We should become more at the service of mankind for the sake of Allah Almighty. We should think of the welfare of mankind. not our personal interests only.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what is the problem today, the materialistic mindset, which
is in fact, there. Even when they reach there, even in the material science reach there, they try to manipulate things. They try to say things are the other way, while as they are not. Like, I remember our teacher used to say that there's a research that the heart sound is not loop-doop, it's rub-rub. It's continuously saying the heartbeat sound is not loop-doop because it's mentioned everywhere that it's loop-doop. While as my teacher used to say, who used to teach me biology, used to say that it's rub-rub. And that's what's being ignored. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Nagavi, and we're saying that tech world is good, but how teenagers can maintain relationship with it and actually gain the proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than getting manipulated by the controlling tech world.
So today, the advancement of technology, science and technology, is the through the application of the human mind to the world, to the environment, to the resources that have been created by Allah Almighty, and harnessing them, creating technologies which can be beneficial and can be harmful.
It's
not a new thing. At the dawn of the human of history, mankind used to make sharp things to kill animals. They didn't have even knives. They used, for example, rocks.
Other tools.
Gradually, knives were developed. Iron, steel, iron. This is a gradual development of mankind in science and technology.
Until mankind reached to develop an atom bomb, which...
Everything, not just the atom bomb, even the knife that was created, it has a good use, it has a bad use.
Yeah.
Essentially, science and technology, essentially, inherently, is not evil. It's the usage of that which is evil.
It's usage.
And that is in the hand of mankind. Yeah. Now, if mankind does not develop the moral values based on the worldview that Islam gives, then the usage of this can be beneficial, can be harmful. So in my opinion, technology in itself may not be evil. Its application is evil.
So as Shakespeare puts it, that nothing is good or bad, it's thinking that makes it so. We can apply the same thing over here, that no tech is good or bad. It's a user-dependent thing. It depends on the user, how he uses it and how he uses tech to... Does he use tech to benefit him or does he use tech to harm himself?
Yes, basically that is so. But the pitfall is there because technology has become so advanced that it becomes very difficult to differentiate from the bad effects or the good effects. I mean, when you, for example, today... You're looking at the Holy Quran in your Android, and behind that, if you're connected to the net, there are nude scenes coming. How can you stop that?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate.
I mean, that is the problem. That is the pitfall. Yes, it has a good use. There's no doubt. Instead of going to the Quran on paper, you use the Android or the applications which are giving you the Quran online.
The access to Quran, yeah.
But unfortunately, if for example you go to YouTube, so in between other you have
advertisements coming in, popping in.
So that is a difficult situation.
Yeah.
I mean, where the line between good and bad becomes very, very much murky. And that is an issue.
All right. So you're saying even if a person is using the tech in a very useful way, useful manner, the way he's supposed to, Still, the popping in ads, the obscene ads that come up, has made it a big challenge both for the teenagers and the parents to control it, to come out of it. And I would rather say that coming back to natural environment, parents can actually engage their kids. As I remember myself, I just was reading a news, and then I found some photographer who had won the competition this year was the one who had taken a zoomed picture of an ant's face. And it was so, so horrible. And all the news titles were that you have seen this creature, but you never know that it's an ant's face could be this horrible. And then I had been since then just roaming around my room and finding the ants and putting the sugar around to just gather the ants and trying to take in a zoom in picture, although it's not possible to find that from the mobile phones. However, it shows a very, very big picture and a very horrible picture, and we can actually teach our kids like that. Thank you so much, Professor Nagavith. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have missed any of our episodes, you can go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam. In case you have any queries, any questions, or any feedback for us, do feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.